Hello?
Hey, is this Donna or Joanne?
Yes, it is. Yes, Donna, I'm with Joanne, yes.
Yeah, this is Shira from Family First Care LLC. I think my colleague transferred you over, but the call dropped.
Yes, it did, yes.
Yeah, so I just want, she was transferring the call to me. I just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Shira. I would be the enrollment coordinator.
Okay.
For Joanne, needs to help her get onto the enrollment program.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that you guys want to try and get onto the waiver, correct?
If she's eligible, yes.
Okay. Have you ever heard about this before? Have you ever, you know, tried?
No, we have not. No.
All right, so I'm just going to give you a heads up. It can seem a little overwhelming, but it's really very straightforward. It's like a piece of cake. It's not going to be that intense or anything like that.
Okay.
You know, as long as we're working together, we can communicate. It'll be really just fine. Just a disclaimer. So what it is essentially is you have to go through a series of assessments, and then the broker sees if you're medically approved, then the county is going to want to see if you're financially approved. Just to get it out there, let me just ask you a couple questions, minor questions, that we'll see. It's about the financial information, but if these don't go through correctly, then it's just not going to be worth it for you to apply, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I see that she has $2,830 as an income. It can't be over $2,982, so she just made it. She's fine.
Right.
Does she have, let me just put it here. Let me just pull it up here. Does she have a deed? Does she own a home or anything like that?
She's still paying on her home.
But does she own it?
Theoretically, but she's still paying a mortgage. She pays $1,400 a month.
Okay. All right. Burial account agreement?
Burial account? No.
Okay.
A burial account? No.
Okay, life insurance policies at all?
Any life insurance policies?
Life insurance, no.
No.
Okay. Does she own any vehicles?
She does have a car that she's also paying a car payment on.
But she doesn't own it.
In theory, I guess you do, but you're still paying on it.
I mean, to say she could be leasing it or financing it.
She's financing it, yes.
Okay. So let's just put that
at $250. That's $250 a month.
$250 a month. Okay. Okay. Does she get Social Security?
That's part of her income is Social Security.
Okay. And so I see here vehicle, house, Social Security.
Yeah.
Okay. And does she have any retirement account statement, 401k, or anything like that?
She has an annuity that she inherited.
And that's in her savings account?
No, that's actually in Ameriprise. It's in a financial institute or whatever you want to call it.
Is it in a trust?
No, it's not a trust that I know of.
Okay. Okay, was she divorced at all, ever?
She's widowed. She was divorced, yes, and then remarried later and is widowed.
Okay, so we're gonna put that on a back burner. Okay, so let me just explain to you why I asked you those things. It's all for the county. It's not for the agency. I mean to say, this is all in for your benefit later on. Quick question,
mm-hmm.
Also before I continue, does she have over $8,000 in her savings account?
No, she's maybe $1,000.
Okay. Fine. So what I would say, the annuity part concerns me. I'm not sure how much, you don't have to give me an amount, but is it over $8,000?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second. I just want to ask my colleague something, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know what your Merit Prize is worth.
what game you're playing in there, Missy.
It's solitaire. Don't want to make any noise while you're on the phone.
She's coming in the back door.
Huh?
I thought she was coming in the back door. That's how hard they get up.
Oh.
Ma'am, so because of the annuity, it is going to be a little bit of a complicated for you, because what that means is that if you're getting like monthly statements from them or you're getting dividends, it is going to show up and the county is going to have a problem with that. What I would say though, are you guys interested in private pay?
Well, she can't afford private pay.
Right.
So
right.
She was actually going to have to draw off of that annuity,
right?
In order to do private pay, so
I understand.
Yeah.
So right now, what I would say is you could talk to the Medicaid attorney and see if there's a way around it. I could probably see what I can do to get you. You would have to maybe. I don't even know how you would get in touch with the Medicaid attorney, but that's what my colleague. She's been doing this for a while. She said, "So you guys get in touch with them and you know explain that you guys have you're more likely approved, you just have this annuity, I wonder what they would say about it."
Okay.
I'm not going to get rid of the case just yet.
Okay.
Let me see what I can provide for you. Let me just see. I don't. I don't even know where to direct you. I would say probably try calling into the county and asking them to direct you in that area, and then
okay.
We can get back to each other.
All right. Do you have a number that I can call you at?
Yes. My number is the number I called you at, but I will give it to you. It's 267-551-7419, and I will be in touch with you.
All right. Thank you so much.
I wish I had better news for you. I'm here to help you with anything. If you feel like you're not getting through or anything, just give me a call, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah.
You're well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.